Thank you and good morning. The Board of Supervisors meets this morning, and one key decision the Board will discuss is the transfer of surplus Measure Z funds of $197,000 to support fire service in underserved areas along Highway 299, as well as move money to Public Works for the Airport Division. Staff recommends the Board approve the transfer of $134,000 to Aviation for security services and the installation of a 24-hour pump station so that pilots can refuel their planes without assistance from airport staff. If the Board abides by staff recommendations, another $63,000 would go to the County Fire Chiefs Association. There are two other proposals for the Board to consider, however, one for $60,000 to the Fortuna Police Department for the purchase of a patrol car, and the other, a transfer of $40,000 for county code enforcement. The supervisors will also issue a proclamation honoring Rochelle Trachtenberg on her appointment as the new state ombudsman for the California State Foster Care System. Trachtenberg has been honored for her work with children transitioning out of the foster care system, and she is considered a policy expert in the foster care field, and she is also a product of the foster care system. The supervisors are also expected to issue a letter of support for Congressman Huffman's moratorium on the closing of rural post offices and distribution centers, including the distribution center in Eureka. Water testing will be performed in Humboldt Bay this week, and that may result in the water of the bay turning red. It's not apocalyptic, and the chemical used in the testing, rhodamine VT, is a non-toxic fluorescent dye. It will be used in waters near Arcata and Elk River wastewater treatment plants to test water flows, dilution, and currents. The tests are being performed to discover any potential pollution threats that could harm commercial shellfish farming on bay waters. Caltrans will host a series of meetings next week to address the issue of the last chance grade and proposed fixes to that troubled stretch of highway south of Crescent City. The first meeting will be held in Eureka at the Warfinger Building next Monday, the 22nd, from 5:30 until 7:30. That meeting will be followed by a meeting in Crescent City on the 23rd and Klamath on the 24th. Caltrans staff will be on hand to discuss the current state of the roadway as well as future plans and long-range solutions for the highway. Humboldt County residents who are subject to the State Responsibility Area Fire Fee can expect to see a bill in their mailboxes in the next 10 days. The bills for Humboldt County will be mailed between Thursday, March 17th, and Monday, the 21st. The average bill is $152 for each habitable structure on a property, with a discount of $35 for property owners who already pay fees for local fire service. More than 700,000 Californians are subject to the SRA fees. Residents across the county have been affected by road closures due to rock and mudslides caused by the heavy rain over the weekend. There is one-way controlled traffic at several spots along Highway 299, and Highway 1 in Mendocino County is open to local traffic only. Coffee Creek Road and Port Kenyon Road are flooded, and Sealy Creek and Matole Road are affected by slides. Motorists are urged to check road conditions before they leave home. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The California Highway Patrol is investigating the cause of a single-vehicle fatal traffic collision that claimed the life of a driver of a Ford Mustang. The car was headed northbound on Highway 101 on Sunday morning when the driver lost control at the Humboldt-Del Norte County line. The car left the roadway and collided with a tree on the eastern side of 101, and the driver suffered fatal injuries. Two passengers, 21-year-old Pearl Saole and 21-year-old Alexis Gavilan, both of Arcata, suffered major injuries in the crash and were taken to Sutter Coast Hospital for treatment. The cause of the collision remains under investigation. Jordan Christmas has news from the Sheriff's Office.
Humboldt deputies were called to a residence on Gwynn Road in McKinleyville on Sunday afternoon and detained 34-year-old Ryan Adams, who was reportedly destroying property in the home while under the influence of LSD. Deputies arrived on scene and gave Adams orders to lay on the ground, to which he refused. A struggle would ensue between Adams and law enforcement, and multiple tasers were deployed. After being cleared from the hospital, he was transported to Humboldt County Jail for resisting arrest and violence against an officer.
Thank you, Jordan. A Humboldt County deputy was involved in a single-vehicle collision on Highway 101 near Miranda around 5 o'clock on Sunday morning. The deputy was driving in rainy conditions when the patrol vehicle hydroplaned and spun off the roadway. The vehicle went down an embankment and hit a tree before coming to a stop. The deputy was able to safely climb out of the vehicle and back up the embankment when he contacted the California Highway Patrol. The deputy was uninjured in that crash. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.